Miss Teen USA, Miss America, Miss USA, Miss Universe, and Miss World. What do these five beauty pageants have in common? They all currently hold black women as crowned winners of each contest. Now, I have to tell you that I never thought that I'd see the day when melanated women, and folks, I'm not just talking about Meghan Markle melanated, when you can perceive through her very fair complexion that there is a mixing of races. I'm talking about, for example, the current Miss Universe, who is Miss South Africa, Zozibizi Tunzi, a dark-skinned beauty with kinky short hair cut to the nape of her neck. And what about the other beauty queens, Kaylee Garris, the current Miss Teen USA, or Chesley Christ, Miss USA, Nia Franklin, Miss America, or Toni Ann Singh, winning the Miss World crown. All of these aforementioned are black women who are currently reigning as beauty queens. It's all too obvious that 20, certainly 30 years ago, these women wouldn't even have been considered to be in the top 10 position in a beauty pageant. Now, of course, we had Vanessa Williams, who was crowned as the first African-American Miss America. But you remember what happened to her. She was forced to relinquish her title in 1984. But thankfully, in 2015, she was issued a public apology by the Miss America pageant, and that's 32 years after she was forced to step down. Now, if you ask me, I think that's 32 years too late. Frustrating? Of course it is. I mean, as a black woman, I've always recognized the beauty that is in black women and women of color overall. But I couldn't understand why here in the United States we refuse to acknowledge the beauty of melanated women. But thank goodness for a new day and for evolution. And most of all, thank goodness for understanding and finally accepting that beauty does come in all races and that being blonde and blue-eyed isn't the only standard that women should aspire to. You know, sometimes I even went so far as to wonder, how white women who aren't blonde and blue-eyed, how do they feel about this restricting beauty standard? Interesting, right? It's so restraining. But back to my point. As relieved and excited as I am because of this turn of events, I'm still in disbelief over these changing beauty norms. I mean, I remember how black women's bodies were not viewed as beautiful at all. I mean, come to think of it, many of us had to resort to hiding our rear ends out of shame and fear of being ridiculed. Now, women are risking their lives going to plastic surgeons and getting Brazilian butt lifts to get validated. Full pouty lips and voluptuous curves are now in vogue. But black women have always had curvy, beautiful figures and pouty lips, and we don't have to pay for it. We've had it all along. On a final note, this is certainly a positive change for women of color, but in particular for young girls of color who can now see beauty queens who look like them and feel a sense of pride and validation. Think about what that means and think about what that can do for a young, impressionable child. It can open up a floodgate of possibilities in their minds and in their lives that wasn't even thought about a generation ago. And to me, that's what I call progress. I'm Mildred Antenor.